Closer Look.
Hi, welcome to Closer Look. I'm Billy Wright. Joining me is Phil Zilke, founder of Phil's Friends. Phil's Friends supports those fighting cancer and those affected by it. Would you share your personal story of how cancer impacted your life?
Sure. I never thought I'd hear the words that I had cancer, but I was diagnosed at age 22. In April of 2004, it was the two-year dating anniversary to my girlfriend, Carrie. And I'd been in and out of the doctor for about a year, had lost 40 pounds, had night sweats every night, hip pains and fevers, and kept on getting a misdiagnosis. And finally, in April of 2004, I was home for a week with a fever. I had lymph nodes swell up about golf ball size in my neck and under my arms. And finally, then they took a lymph node out of my neck, and the doctors delivered the news to me that I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And I'd mostly been in that most advanced stage for 9 months. And so once I finally knew what I was dealing with, I could get some treatment and get some support. And this is when I really started seeing God's hand in the entire journey. I had a doctor reach out to me from University of Chicago Hospitals, which is not where I was diagnosed, and said, "We heard about your story. Just come in tomorrow. You don't need an appointment." So I went in and they said, just pack a bag. And there I was for the next 6 months in the hospital doing treatments. Diagnosed in April, got better in September. And I started my first year of teaching as a fourth grade teacher. And so those students were really excited for me to come in the classroom to start in September. My wife now, Carrie, we got engaged and had our wedding set. And it was in April, again, in 2005, a year after my first diagnosis, where I heard the words that I had cancer again. And I had the pains in my hips. It was still stage 4. Did 6 months of chemo. They harvested my stem cells, did a stem cell transplant, followed up with radiation. And finally, at the end of it, I was cancer-free. Praise the Lord. I know that he worked through the doctors and the nurses. And I had so many people that prayed for me. And you could really feel those prayers that were pouring in from across the country. And I knew that God was giving me a new lease on life. And there was a reason, there was a purpose for it.
Sounds like your faith got stronger through this process.
My faith did get strong. And it was really what people did for me during those times. About a week after I was diagnosed, I had a group of people put a care package together for me. They all signed their names to it. They said they were thinking about me and praying for me. And it just really, it meant everything to me to know that I wasn't going to be alone when I went through this. And to know it was okay to accept other people's help, which I think is a hard thing for, you know, people to learn sometimes. For me, it was. And to know that all those prayers were there from so many people. So I got that care package and it really caused me to break down and cry to know I wasn't alone. And then I had individuals who sent me cards in the mail that came every week for 2 years. And when I was well enough to be at home, I'd lay upstairs on the couch. You know, my parents were at work. My younger siblings were at school. And I'd wear a watch and I'd look forward to when it was 1 o'clock. When 1 o'clock came, that's when the mail came. And so I'd work up the energy to get on the edge of the couch, make my way down the stairs, out to the front door of the mailbox to see if someone had remembered me. And every week for 2 years, I pulled a card out of the mailbox with my name on it. And so even though that journey from upstairs to the front porch could wear me out for the day, once I had that card of encouragement in my hand, it gave me the strength to go back up those stairs. And so I'd sit down on the couch, I'd open it up, and it was always the right message at exactly the right time. You know, if I was weak, it'd be a Bible verse with, for example, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And so it was as if God personally put those letters into the mailbox himself. So it was really a faith building time for these 2 years. It was actually kind of hard to come back into society afterwards because you spent all this quiet time with God for a couple of years. And I really learned, you know, what it was to pray. I mean, I prayed the common table prayer that we always prayed when we grew up, but I didn't know how to even reach out. So I just said, "God, you know, I know you're out there and I don't know how to pray. I'm just going to start talking to you." And then we started building a relationship. And before I know it, I learned about prayer, that it wasn't just me praying to the Lord and giving him my voice and my thoughts, but it was also listening.
Absolutely. This is Closer Look. I'm Billy Wright, talking with Phil Zilke about Phil's Friends and how they support those affected by cancer. I imagine all those experiences collectively spawned the idea for Phil's Friends.
Sure. Yeah. Phil's Friends absolutely was came about the way that people loved me is the way I felt called to love other people. And God really used people's prayers. He used that care package, he used those cards, he used those visits. So I knew that it wasn't my time. So I'd set these little bite-sized goals. Like one day I wanted to get on the side of my bed, the next day out into the hallway and I have a nurse or family member by my side and my IV pole, I was connected to it. And it broke my heart to know that people were going through this disease all alone. And it absolutely devastated me. And not only that, you know, life is really put into perspective when you face a life-threatening illness. And so through that, I realized a lot of people don't know who Jesus is. They don't know about salvation. They don't know that there's going to be a place. And because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, that we can spend eternity, you know, in heaven, pain-free with our Lord. And so basically what I did was I kept a journal the entire time of what people did for me. And it started out, I was going to write a book, and you know, that's happening now, but years and years later. But I had a nurse who came in and said, "Phil, I think there's more to hear than just a book. Why don't you pray about it?" And so I prayed about it, and I realized that, you know, God wanted me to reach out to people in the same ways that people loved me. And then somebody called my dad, and he spent just about every night on my couch in my hospital room when he was working full-time as a high school principal. And somebody called my dad and said, "Hey, I heard your son wants to help people. You know, I've been listening to the radio, and there's this organization called Johnny and Friends. He's going to need to have a name. He's going to need to incorporate. I think you're supposed to call it Phil's Friends." And so my dad had a couple of his business friends that came in and basically helped pick up my hand and sign the paperwork to help others. And so that's what we do. You know, our mission is to provide Christ-centered support and hope to people going through cancer. And we believe heavily in the power of prayer, but also all of God's promises in his word, such as James 4:8. You know, when we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. And we just want to help other people draw near to Christ. And I think a lot of times when people are going through cancer, they ask a lot of deep questions. And so this is an opportunity for us to reach out in love and follow Jesus's two greatest commandments, which are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Would you share a little bit more about how all of that works?
We have hope centers. We have some in Illinois and Indiana and other places where we pack these care packages to come together for events across the United States. And those care packages get sent out. They go in a decorated box. And so they show up on people's doorsteps anonymously. Even though you request it, it shows up anonymously. And that was part of the power of me, you know, when I got my care package, to know that people are praying for you that don't even know you. Just takes your faith to a whole new level and makes you really think about God and how awesome he is. And so that box shows up with a blanket, which could be journal. There's a Bible. There's a letter that explains the gospel, basically from my story. We have separate care packages for men, for women, for kids, and also for teens. People can request these care packages online at philsfriends.org, which is philsfriends.org. And any age, no matter what type of cancer people are going through, you can go to our website anytime, 24/7, and you just put in the patient, so which could be a friend or family member or coworker, no matter where they live across the United States, put in their address, and then your address is the requester.
If someone listening right now is walking through that cancer journey, I can request one for myself. Is that the case?
Yeah, sure. People request care packages for themselves for support. There's a lot of comforting and spiritual items that go inside of there. And then once that care package shows up on the doorstep or with a partner hospital where we go in with volunteers and visit patients and families, then we have cards of hope the same way that I got cards. So cards will go for an entire year. These are made from kids or adults or, you know, church groups or school groups. People work on these in their homes and nursing facilities, kind of all over as a volunteer opportunity. And they have Bible verses on there. People write special notes and they color them. And so once the care package goes out, then cards of hope happen for an entire year, once a month. The third thing that we do is we pray for people. Also, we have something called a program called Hope on Call, which is a way that we can build one-on-one relationships with people. And it's basically a friendly person who feels called to listen on the other line about what you're going through and then to pray for you.
What happens if someone is, say, new to faith or is a non-believer?
Yeah, so our care packages go out to believers and non-believers. And so the power behind it is that a lot of people have put these care packages together, you know, in love for other people. And obviously, a lot of people are asking deep questions while they're going through a sickness. You know, for example, we hear of stories all the time. People write to us, you know, they send messages to us on our Facebook or of the impact. And so just for example, how this has worked. One lady told one of our volunteers that she sent a box to her best friend's husband, and he wasn't a believer and he liked everything in the box, but then he put the Bible and placed it off to the side. And then once he started receiving those cards of hope that came consistently, they all had scripture on them. So he started to slowly read the Bible, and he actually gave his life to Christ 3 days before he passed away. And so the whole idea is that we actually just show up and meet people where they are, and God does the rest by the way that he works through his Holy Spirit. I heard from Sherry, who just sent a message and said, "My sister was diagnosed with cancer, and so I requested a care package. She's going through a difficult time. I just want to say thank you so much, because there was a blanket with butterflies in the care package. And the reason this means so much is because she lost a six-year-old daughter to illness when she was quite a few years ago. And just a reminder to her, because her daughter's favorite thing was a butterfly. You know, he works in ways that he's always working behind the scenes. And so the fact that whether it's a volunteer or patients that are brought together, we really, our goal is to be able to walk side by side with them and journey. And basically, again, as I talked about James 4:8, when we draw near to God, he'll draw near to us. The picture and image that comes to my mind is that we're walking down the road with Jesus, or he's the one who's always leading and we're staring at his back as we're going down that road. So we hear so many stories all the time of how people have come to faith, you know, for the first time, or they've just been encouraged because every item always shows up at the right time. And that's only God.
This is Closer Look. I'm Billy Wright, talking with Phil Zilke about Phil's friends and how they support those affected by cancer. Earlier, you mentioned your Hope Centers.
Yes, absolutely. So Hope Centers is really our volunteer centers where people can come in up to 50 people at a time. They can pack the care packages and then make the cards. They work for about a 90-minute activity. And then at the end of every activity, then we have the opportunity for everybody to pray over those packages. And then those go out in the mail. We've had thousands of volunteers that have come through our centers, you know, in Illinois and Indiana. And then we're ready to launch one also in Florida, Georgia, and then also in Texas and California, and another one out east. And so these are opportunities for people to come in and volunteer. People sometimes show up in their buses. You know, they're traveling across the country and they show up just to volunteer because the ministry has been impactful to them. So that's one way that we work with people and volunteers. And the other way is we can come to you and have these hope packing parties, we call them, which could be with your company, your church, your school. Oftentimes I'll go into a church and I'll speak and share the story, and a lot of the items are gathered. And then they'll put the care packages together, and then those care packages go out into the community, to the local hospitals and the people that are going through cancer. There's also other opportunities for people to get involved. The cards of hope can always be worked on. They can be printed off. There's templates online at philsfriends.org. People have collection drives to collect all these items and then obviously give financially to be able to pull this off. So far, we've delivered over 50,000 care packages, which is over 50,000 Bibles, over 50,000 blankets, you know, fleece blankets that were made, and a lot of other comforting items, and sent over 1 million cards. So there's lots of ways to be able to get involved and bring hope through the organization.
Is the hope then to keep spreading this across the country through sort of charters, or does it all work through you?
Yeah, the hope is that to be able to do this through charters. So we have a partnership guide that we created, and that's available online at philsfriends.org. But it basically goes through every way that you can get involved with the organization from, you know, a lot of times people say, who is Phil? That's how the whole program starts out. And then we go through our mission, the path of hope of how people get support from us. There's a lot of stories and testimonials. Talks about our impact. 91% of every donation goes directly out the door. Talks about our goals. And our goals is really to equip and to train, you know, local people so they can reach out through this mission and share God's love with the hurting, with the sick. Also goes through how to request a care package, the coloring cards of hope. You know, if people want to host a donation drive or make blankets or create the journals and handmade cards that go in the packages. A lot of times we have hats that are made as well. But it goes through a lot of opportunities and, you know, different partnership opportunities as well with the organization.
What would you say to someone who just got their cancer diagnosis?
I would say that number one, get a journal, write down your thoughts and your emotions and everything that you're going through, and be faithful with that each and every day. And then just really draw near to God. You're going through something that's very difficult right now, but to be able to take that journey day by day, the Lord is faithful. He will walk with you throughout that entire journey and give you what you need. I would just say that, you know, the journey can be long and difficult, and don't look at the whole thing. Just look at each day, because for none of us, whether we're healthy or not, tomorrow's not promised and today has enough to worry about.
That's so true. Thanks so much, Phil. Anything that we missed talking about?
Well, our greatest needs, it costs us about $100 to walk with a patient throughout the year. The shipping obviously is expensive. And then there's also care package item collection drive. Another one is we're always looking for volunteers to work on the cards. And the third thing is to pray. And we're always looking for people to pray and join our prayer team. I just would encourage people to request care packages for people that they know are going through cancer. And if they're interested in getting involved in their church or school or company, you know, we'd love to be able to partner with you.
Phil, thank you so much for sharing your personal story and also for everything you're doing through Phil's Friends.
Thank you.
Thanks again to my guest, Phil Zilke with Phil's Friends. You can learn more by visiting philsfriends.org. For Closer Look, I'm Billy Wright.